Welcome, everyone, to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is Lessons Learned from the New WebSphere Partner Gateway SFTP Client. Today's presenter is Michael Glenn. Mike is an advisory software engineer who joined the WebSphere Partner Gateway Level 2 team in June of 2005. He works closely with customers and development, providing support for WebSphere Partner Gateway products to ensure success in the marketplace. At this time, I would like to turn the session over to Mike.
Thank you, Valerie. I'd like to welcome everyone to this presentation of the new SFTP client, Lessons Learned from Support. I hope this presentation is beneficial to you. So as we move forward, if you can go to slide 2, please. In this presentation, we'll be discussing the following items: the SFTP configurations prior to WPG 6.2.1.2. We'll go through the SFTP migration, and then we'll see the configuration changes after the SFTP migration is complete, and then we'll discuss the post WPG 6.2.1.2 uninstallation. Then we'll discuss the post WPG 6.2.1.2 APARs. If we can go to slide 3, please. Then we'll discuss some troubleshooting tips. Then we'll provide some WPG references. And then we'll provide a summary of the presentation. And then there'll be some additional references and then a Q&A session. We can go to slide 4, please. In the next few slides, we'll be showing the SFTP configurations prior to WPG 6.2.1.2 and the changes that will happen after the SFTP migration is complete. And we can go to slide 5, please. As you can see here, the receivers, okay, there are 5 properties, okay, that will be removed after the SFTP migration is complete. They are the EIS encoding property, the pole frequency property, pole quantity property, retry interval, and retry limit. These will no longer be required after the migration is complete. If we can go to slide 6, please. This slide is showing the destinations. There will be only one property that will be removed during the migration. That property is the EIS encoding. If we can go to slide 7. This is showing the resource adapters. Before the migration, okay, you can see the FTP resource adapter there for WebSphere. After the migration is complete, this will be removed. We can go to slide 8. Next thing we have is the activation specs. After the SFT migration is complete, these will no longer be required and they will be removed. There will be other activation specs that still remain, but the ones for the SFTP receiver will no longer be required. Okay, we can go to slide 9. Next thing is the SFTP MDB module. This is located under your applications for the BCG receiver and the managed modules. This module will no longer be required after the migration is complete. Okay, if we can go to slide 10, please. Next item is the connection factories. These are used when defining a destination. After migration is complete, we will no longer require the connection factory. Okay, we can go to slide 11. Now we're going to be showing the file system modifications. First one is for the archive and event directories. Now these are still will be used, okay, after the migration. They'll be still used with the new SFTP client, so they will not be removed. So we can go to slide 12, please. And these two screenshots will show the db.jar file for the SFTP and also the DWY FTP, FT_FTP file.rar. This is the actual adapter that's being used, okay? Now, although the SFTP MDB.jar will no longer be required, okay, or used, it will not be deleted. It will still remain on your file system. The CWYFT_FTP file.rar file will be removed after running the migration script. It is very important that if you have applied any fix for the WebSphere FTP adapter, that you back this file up prior to the SFTP migration. And remember the location where you back this up at, so in case you need to restore it afterwards. The instructions on how to do this will be discussed in the later slides. Okay, if we can go to slide 14, please. The next few slides, we're going to be discussing the SFTP migration. We'll be discussing the software requirements. We'll do an overview of the SFTP migration process. And then we'll provide post-installation steps after applying the 6.2.1.2 fix pack in order to complete the SFTP migration process. If we can go to slide 14, please. Okay, first thing we see here is the software requirements. As we see here, in order to use the new SFTP client, you'll need to be at 6.2.1.2 level. Now, you'll have to also download an SFTP_migration.zip file, which contains the scripts necessary in order to do the SFTP migration. You'll be able to download those from the URLs mentioned above on the slide. If you have questions during that, there are also README instructions provided with those zip files that will aid you in applying the fix packs or running the SFTP migration script. Okay, if we can go to slide 15, please. Okay, we're going to now discuss an overview of the SFTP migration process. So, after you've applied your 6.2.1.2 fix pack, you'll need to run a script provided in the SFTP migration.zip file. This script will take a backup of the existing values for your J2C activation specs, the J2C connection factories, and also clean up these the artifacts along with the SFTP MDB modules from WAS admin console. It will also do the remove the resource adapter from the WebSphere admin console. Now, the backup of the configuration data that's going to be stored in three files, and they'll be located under your hub install directory under the bin in the bin directory. Now, these three files are called rabackup.txt, dfbackup.txt, and asbackup.txt. Now, the RA backup be for your resource adapter for the FTP adapter. The CF is for your connection factory objects. And then the AS backup is for your activation specs. You'll need to please ensure to retain these files in the same location, as these are required in order to, in case you need to uninstall your fix pack and restore your system back to its original state. Now, if you say are installed in simple mode, right, and you've migrated your profile to WAS 7, well, you'll need to follow some additional steps prior to running this script. Now, the script, there's a link, as you can see, highlighted there for you to go to a tech note. Now, this link explains users will need to modify their BCG setup cmdline.bat or sh, depending on what operating system they're installed with, and they'll need to change the cell name from the normal WPG cell to the actual cell name after they migrated their profile from WAS 6.1 to WAS 7. Now, this is due to that when a user under WAS 7 creates a new profile, they're not able to specify a particular cell name. So the cell name is based on the node, and so you have to change it accordingly in your BCG setup CMD line in order to be able to install or to migrate the scripts, SFTP. Let's go to slide 16, please. Now we're going to discuss the post-installation steps, okay, after you've applied FixPack 6.2.1.2. First thing you'll need to do is extract, okay, the SFTP _migration.zip file into the hub installation directory /bin directory. Second step you'll do is after you extract it, okay, if you're on a Unix platform, you need to ensure that the execute permissions are given for the file of the BCG SFTP migration.sh script. And the third step we need to make sure is that the deployment manager and the node agents are running, and all of your WPG servers are stopped. Now, this is for simple, distributed, and fully distributed modes. If you're in a simple mode, the WPG server needs to be running. If we can go to slide 17, please. Now, depending on what platform you're going to be running on, you'll be either running the BCG SFTP migration.bat or BCG SFTP migration.sh script. Now, you'll be running this with the backup option. Then on a Unix platform, this script needs to be executed as a root user. For example, okay, we'll go to the BCG hub just on a simple distributed mode or fully distributed mode. You would go to the WPG install location, then the BCG hub distrib /bin directory, and then you run BCG SFTP migration space backup. Now, this will back up, as mentioned, this will back up your activation specs, your resource adapters, and your connection factories into the three files of RA, backup.txt, asbackup.txt, and cfbackup.txt. Now, on a Unix platform, the name of the script would be BCG SFTP migration.sh. But you do it with the same backup parameter. Now, on a simple mode installation, since your WPG server is running, in that case, you would need to go to, after running the script, you would need to go to the BCG Hub install directory, the WPG install location, BCG Hub simple, WASND, profiles, BCG profile, install connectors. Now you need, you can check for the cwyft_ftp_file.rar file and manually remove it if it exists. Because it may be, you know, if you have it, if the WPG service wrote it, it may be in use, so you may not be able to remove it at that time. So if it exists, go ahead and remove it at that time. But as I mentioned before, make sure if you've applied any WestRare FTP adapter fix that you back up that file prior to removing it. That way, in case you need to restore it to that fixed level, you'll have that. And let's go to slide 18, please. Mission CRK, all the previous steps, you need to be run on all nodes. You need to be repeated on all the nodes in your deployment for simple distributed and fully distributed. Now, in simple mode, you only have the one server. And then after your script has been run, then you can start your WPG servers. Okay. We go to slide 19, please. And now we're going to show, the next few slides we'll be showing the configuration changes that are made to the receivers, the destinations, the resource adapters, the activation specs, the SFTP MDB module, the connection factories, and the install connectors on the file system after the SFTP migration is complete. All right, so we can go to slide 20, please. The first thing we're seeing here is the for your receivers. Get it? As we see here, there are two properties that will be added to your receivers after the SFTP migration is complete. They are the number of threads, which represents the number of documents the receiver can process simultaneously. Our default value provided is 1. And then there's a file unchanged interval. This value represents the number of seconds. The file size must remain unchanged before receiver retrieves it from the SFTP server for processing. And the default value is 3. And as mentioned before, there are 5 properties that were removed. And which, as you can see here, they have been removed. They are the EIS encoding, poll frequency, poll quantity, retry interval, and retry limit. Okay, if we can go to slide 21, please. Now, here's what we can see is the destinations, okay? There is no additional properties that are added to the destinations. But as we mentioned before, the EIS encoding parameter is no longer available. Okay, if we can go to slide 22, please. Next thing we're going to discuss is the resource adapters. As we can see, the FTP adapter is removed from the resource adapter after running the script. So it's no longer there. Okay, if we can go to slide 23, please. Now, we're showing the activation specs. As we can see now, okay, the activation specs for the SFTP receiver have been removed. Now, they're all, as mentioned, okay, there are other activation specs that are created, okay, but these are not used for the SFTP receiver. Okay, if we can go to slide 24, please. And the next thing is the SFTP MDB module. As we can see, okay, the SFTP MDB module is removed from under the managed modules for the BCG receiver. As mentioned, okay, that the SFTP-MDB.jar file, which is used, which is the jar file for the module, okay, is no longer being used, but is not deleted from your file system. Okay, from those 525, please. The next thing is the connection factories. As we can see, the connection factory for the SFTP destination is removed after running the script. So not, as mentioned, okay, there are other connection factors that are used, okay, but the one for the SFTP destinations is removed and is no longer required. Okay, you can go to slide 26, please. Now is the install connectors. This is the only place, you know, as far as the changes, okay, any deletions or anything that are done for the on the file system. The CWYFT_FTP file.rar is removed during the SFTP migration script. And as mentioned before, okay, the on a simple mode installation, okay, you may need to remove that if it exists due to the WPG simple mode server is running during the process. And as mentioned before, the archive and the event folders, they will still be used with the new SFTP client. Also, as I mentioned, okay, the SFTP MDB jar file is not removed. It is, even though it, no, it is no longer used. Okay, let's go to slide 27, please. And now we're going to discuss the post APG 6.2.1.2 uninstallation steps for the SFTP migration. These next few slides will be showing that. Okay, let's go to slide 28, please. So the first step after you uninstall your WPG 6.2.1.2, first thing you need to do is restore your database to your previous level. That's very important. And then the second step is that you need to make sure that your deployment manager and your node agents are running and all of your WPG servers are stopped. And as before, on simple mode, the WPG server needs to be running. And we can go to slide 29, please. Now, based on your platform, you'll execute either the script of BCG SFTP migration.bat or BCG SFTP migration.sh with the restore option. And as mentioned before, on a non-Windows or Unix environment, okay, the script needs to be run as using the root user. For example, you'd run go under your WPG install location and go to the bcghub-distrib/bin directory and run the command bcg SFTP migration space restore. Now, as mentioned before, okay, there's, in case you need to restore your, a fixed version of the FTP adapter, there is a second parameter that is optional, an argument, okay, that specifies the absolute path for your CWYFT_FTP file.rar file. This, when you specify this absolute path, then that file will get used during the restore option. If you do not provide that parameter, then the file is picked up from the location of your WAS underscore under installable apps. Okay. Now, if you do not have that file, then you'll need to contact support in order to obtain that file. Now, this parameter, okay, this second parameter, okay, is used, is to be mandatorily used when first any interim fix related to the Westbury FTP adapter is applied on your WPG installation prior to 6.2.1.2. In other words, and again, as mentioned, okay, that second argument would be a path to the your last used RAR file. Also, after installation of WPG 6.2.1.2, if WPG installation is using WAS version 7, then the parameter should be a path to your WAS 6 installed location, / or / app server, / installable apps, / and then the RAR file. You can go to slide 30, please. As mentioned before, okay, all the previous steps, okay, for the uninstallation need to be ran on all the nodes in your WPG deployment for simple distributed or fully distributed. And once you have run the script to restore it back to your previous level, then you can start your WPG servers. If we can go to slide 31, please. And now we're going to be discussing some post 6.2.1.2 APARs that were found after the fixed pack was released. So we're going to be discussing the following APARs: JR43555, JR44090, JR44443, JR44464, and JR45183. We can go to slide 32, please. Its first APAR is JR43555. Okay. This issue was with an SFTP destination. It was using password incorrectly to make a connection with the SFTP server. So in there, okay, in the logs, in system out log, okay, it was reporting the following exception, com.jcraft.jsch exception, off cancel. And you'll also see this error of session not connected. So in order to recreate this problem, what you'd do is you'd run the SFTP migration script. Then afterwards, you attempt to connect to an SFTP server using user ID and password authentication. And so what the cause of this issue was that prior to 6.2.1.2, the password is read from the activation specs. Well, since after running the migration script, we no longer use the activation specs, this is being read from the database. So while reading from the database, there was an issue found, and this is what generated this APAR. So before implementing this in production, be sure you test for this, and if necessary, request this APAR from support. Here we go to slide 33, please. The next APAR is JR44090. And what this is having to do with the, on your WPG console, a message is sent, okay, showing, you know, an SFTP destination transaction sent to a trading partner. And even though the message was successful, okay, it was showing it's failed on the console. So, when the symptoms of this came, when sending files to an SFTP server running on windows in the DMZ. The files are indeed sent to that server. However, the console shows the below-reported error. Files are successfully sent to a different SVT on Unix machine. So you'll see a BCG 250011 and a BCG 250001. The 250011 is like a first delivery attempt failed. You'll see unable to send files to server due to exception. No such file. And then, okay, to recreate, okay, you attempt to send files to an SCP server running in the DMZ, okay, review the document in the document viewer on WPG console, and you'll see the exception message, the BCG 250011 message, even though the file was successfully sent. And the issue was due to a handle issue of the double slash that's passed to the stat command. Let's go to slide 34, please. And the next one is going to be JR44443. This APAR is where SFTP destination delivers file using doc ID, although the unique file name attribute is unchecked. So, and this was caused by what was happening was, like, as the APAR says, you know, you're not able to send with the original file name. So once this fix is applied, then you're able to send that. Usually, you know, if you have to use unique file name unchecked, you should be able to use the original file name. And in this case, you were not able to. Let's go to slide 35, please. Okay, the next one is JR44464. This APAR is for when an SFTP server gets consumed as WPG SFTP client posts this stack command fails, and the SFTP destination shows failure on the console. And this issue is caused due to a redundant stack command after the file was consumed. So there's like multiple stack commands. So that was what's causing this issue. We can go to slide 36, please. And the next one is JR45183. This one is making rekey as a configurable parameter on the SFTP receiver. What was happening was the SFTP client was hanging, meanwhile, when pulling files from an SFTP server, if the SFTP server does not support rekey. Normally, the SFTP server should support rekey for security purposes. However, in this case, the SFTP server does not support rekey function. So this APAR was created to provide an option for users on the console for a particular SFTP receiver to do rekey optionally. So if you're having an issue with the client hanging, maybe due to this issue, you need to open up a problem report and have support provide you a fix for this issue. Okay, let's go to slide 37, please. Next few slides, okay, we're going to be discussing some troubleshooting examples that will include the following. Logging and tracing, duplicate files received, unable to send files due to session not connected, and receiving specific wildcard types. Okay, if we can go to slide 38, please. So, this is a description of what kind of what users will need to set on their wallet console for detailed log levels in order to provide debug information. So in case to get detailed level debugging for support, okay, you will need to add the following string to switch the SFTP client logging to debug level. That is com.ibm.bcg.*all. To do this, okay, you will start your WAS administrating console. You'll click on troubleshooting, then logs and trace. Then you'll select the server name which is causing the problem, which would be, if you're in full distributed, if it's a receiver problem, you would do that. If it's a doc manager problem or destination, then you do the doc manager. Then you would click on change log detail levels. Then you select the configuration tab. Then in the trace statement, you would enter, would have *:com.ibm.bcg*all. Then you would click apply. Then you would save your changes to the master configuration. Then you would restart the affected BCG server. Now, if the used SFTP server is the integrated SFTP server, we would also enable a trace for that server by going to the SFTP server install path /common/shclasses/log4j.properties. Then we would change the property log4j.rootlogger as debug. Then we save your changes, and then we restart your SFTP server. Okay, let's go to slide 39, please. Okay, first example of a troubleshooting, okay, duplicate files received. So the problem was that sometimes a user was receiving _BCG temp files besides the original message from the SFTP receiver. And this is causing duplicate files to be processed. So what was causing the issue was that the SFTP-MDB module was also picking up files also. So as we can see here, normally, okay, if the SFTP migration script has been run successfully, the SFTP-MD module is no longer required or is no longer used. So in this case, the user needed to run the SFTP migration script in order to resolve this issue. Okay, let's go to slide 40. Next one is unable to send files due to session not connected. And this issue is, okay, a user had configured an SFTP destination with private key authentication. And so when they attempt to route a message to that destination, it failed with unable to send files to SFTP server due to exception session not connected. So what the cause of the issue was that instead of exporting the private key in the open SSH format, they had exported in the default format. So that was causing this issue here. Once they exported in the proper format then and imported into WPG, then they were able to send files successfully. Okay, let's go to slide 41, please. Okay, the next one is SFTP receiver receiving specific wildcard types. This question, okay, comes from users. They want to know if they can pull specific wildcard types, such as *.csv, with the SFTP receiver. Unfortunately, that functionality is not implemented. This type of functionality is not, like I mentioned, not implemented in the current design of the client. You just can open up an enhancement request to have this implemented. For more information on this, you can refer to the following URL. You can go to slide 42, please. Here, okay, this slide is showing a few of WPG references. The first one is a link to the SFTP client changes for 6.2.1.2. The second one is the link to the TechNode explaining what users in a simple topology need to do prior to running the SFTP migration script if they have migrated their WAS 6.1 profiles to WAS 7. And the third link is a link to our support site. Has various ways of searching for tech notes and stuff, education modules, WSTEs. We recommend that customers would bookmark that link, in other words, to do the search for possible solutions to their issues. This helps in the system, if possible. Okay, if we can go to slide 43, please. And here's a summary. Okay, in summary, okay, we have discussed the SFTP configurations prior to WPG 6.2.1.2 and what's showing what changes would be made. We then discussed the SFTP migration process, including the installation and overview and software requirements. We then showed the SFTP configurations after the SFTP migration. We then discussed the steps to revert the SFTP migration after removal of the fixed pack 6.2.1.2. And we then discussed some post 6.2.1.2 SFTP APARs. And then we then showed some troubleshooting tips. Okay, if we can go to slide 44. And this chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for Westbury products. Visit the Westbury Support Technical Exchange site to learn more about upcoming Westbury Support Technical Exchange webcasts, like the one you attended today, and access previously recorded presentations. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. Visit westburyusergroup.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. And this concludes my presentation. I will now turn the presentation back over to Valerie.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mike, for a great presentation. And finally, don't forget to connect with us. You can be notified about upcoming webcasts related to the products and topics discussed today by subscribing to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange mailing list. Simply send an email to wsehelp@us.ibm.com with subject WSTE subscribe to get a list of products and to subscribe. Also, if there is a topic you would like to see scheduled, or if you have any comments that would help us to improve our future webcasts, please let us know at this same email address. You can also connect with us through our Facebook and Twitter accounts. Talk with us and let us know how we can make this program even better for you. We welcome any ideas that you have. Thanks again for your participation. At this time, we will conclude this session. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation, and we hope you will join us for for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on this site. Thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you, Mike, for presenting today.
Thank you.